Blog Talk Radio.
Out there rocking with us from all over the world.
on this Sunday. I'm sorry, this football Sunday morning. He's about to go all the way down. We got some big games that's about to take place. We got the Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers, and we got the Colts. Boy, and the New England Patriots. So it's about to be a hell of a day. It's going all the way down. You know what I'm saying? We're about to eat real heavy, you know what I'm saying, within the next hour and a half, you know, touching on these sports predictions. And we're going to talk about some things that took place last week, you know, in the games too. So, you know, one more time, you're locked and loaded with your boy, Hollow Larry, and you are now officially rocking with the Hip Hop Sports Show, Real Hip Hop, Real Sports Talk. So I want everybody to do what they do. Got your drink, your smoke, your cigars, whatever you do to enjoy yourself because it's about to go all the way down. But in the meantime, I need to go ahead and bring the homies on in. What up, Bill?
Happy New Year, Ohio, Bill. Larry. Nice you have a show. What's going on, my man?
What's cracking, man? How you doing, dog?
We're doing good. The weather here in New York and probably New England stinks today. That might have a little effect on the game today, but looking forward to a big football Sunday, the last real football Sunday of the year. But we're ready to rock and roll.
Ready to get it in, man. Yo, hold on 1 second. We got some more callers. Hey, yo, what's cracking, Trey?
Hey, what up, Julio? You still exist?
What's going on with you, man? Shit, I ain't holler at your ass in a minute.
Man. Just like banging on your ass because you just like left the group and all kind of shit.
No, man. I'm just saying. What goes somewhere? Yo, hold on 1 second. Let me bring you boy in. Hey, yo, what's cracking, Doug?
Yo, this ain't Doug. This is that homie Raw Hard Pro. What's good with you?
Oh, shit. I'm gonna, hey, you never look like Doug, man. What's cracking? Raw was good with the Playboy.
But, you still got your
issues. Man, it's all good. I'm waiting to see the Seahawks put a hurting on you, too.
No doubt, no doubt. But check it out, man. It's about to go all the way down this morning. You know, we're about to touch on some of these games. You know what I mean? So, y'all know how we do. You know what I'm saying? We take a quick break, and we come on back. And we dive into the Hip Hop Sports Show, you know what I'm saying? So, but our first game we're going to start off with is the Seattle Seahawks and the Green Bay Packers. So, you know how we do. I'm going to take a break and I'll get everything situated. Everybody get themselves ready and everything. But, you know, after this break, man, we're going to come on back and we're about to eat, man, talking about these Packers and the Seahawks. Once again, it's the Hip Hop Sports Show. If you sleep, wake up.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best here. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss. As we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. Lottie, Lottie. 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 You know what? Yo, peep this. Lottie, Lottie. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition and that we create. Cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. A morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you can see this bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dressed like a million bucks, threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly, I ran through a
alley.
I bumped into my old girl from the
alley.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. She said, it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, and now my life is filled with rainy days. And I love you so, how much you'll never know. Cause you took your love away from me. Now, what was I to do? She's crying over me, and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eyes. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped up, said to me,
hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named. Another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. Cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down and write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Two pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and ask for more than yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that could aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And your offbeat DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to each day play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke. You can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge. Be a hold a record so the needle don't fudge. I hold a conversation, cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ to president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing, and I'd experience quick, and I take it for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of trouble state darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
Already know we back in the building. You're rocking with your boy Ohio Larry, and this is the Hip Hop Sports Show. Real hip hop, real sports talk. And once again, big ups to everybody, and I mean everybody that's out there rocking with us from all over the world. But you know, I was just in that old school mood, man. You know what I'm saying? So I had to play some of that Eric B and that Lottie Dottie. You already know. But in the meantime, I need to go ahead and bring everybody back in. So we go ahead and get into the show, man. I got the homie Trey Bill up in the building. Got the homie Trey up in the building. I got that fool Raw Hard Pro up in the building. I got the homie Stiz up in the building. What's cracking, man?
Ain't that, man. Hey, do you ever listen to Rocky on the real line? He was about 15 years ahead of his time.
Man, hell yeah.
Bars are still like,
That's crazy right there.
That's real. That's real crazy, man. You ain't lying about that, Stans, man. For real. Yo, hold on 1 second. We got some more callers. Hey, yo, what's cracking, Nels?
Niggas out there jealous cause we be bailing with that roll. They try to play a hate. My nigga got them shows. We be flexing through the neighborhood, yeah. We be putting it down with that bonker sound.
You going with that song? Yo, man, you a damn fool, man. Woo! Hey, yo, hold on. What's
I'm about to
play
that.
Real quick, man. Hey, yo, what's cracking, Mac the Beast?
Man, they a motherfucking thing, but the coast heads, nigga. That's what I feel today, nigga. Go pack,
hey,
nigga.
Hey, y'all done today. Y'all done today, man.
We gonna get into it when the predictions. You gonna hear what I gotta say, but for a motherfucker to go to the fourth straight AFC championship game and lose today, that's unacceptable. You know what I'm saying? Something like that.
Don't sleep on that.
Hey, but I know one team ain't there out of these years. I know the 49ers ain't there this year.
Hey, you know what? Check it out, man. Listen, before we get on all these games today, listen, man, I just got to pass it around just real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody just to touch on this little matter real quick, man. That Nails dog, man, we were talking about that paternal, you know what I'm saying? You know, this cat, you know, he might be getting all the, well, Penn State might be getting all them damn victories added back to him. You know, hey, yo, what the hell is going on in the
background? Somebody's digging up some 31 flavors back there.
I know, right? Somebody's basing and shit, man. But, dog, man, go ahead and start this off, man. You know about this whole paternal stuff that's going on in Penn State right now, restoring Penn State victories and everything. So, you, dog.
Well, me, you, and Stens popped at it, man. You know, here's a scandal that was a scandal no matter when it was going on and no matter who went to jail and who RIP'd and passed on. To give these folks back all of those victories while this scandal was going on, when you probably wouldn't do it for any other school except maybe Notre Dame or one of the other premium schools, to give those victories back is a slap in the face to all those kids that got molested. And all the stuff, the controversy that went along with that. They didn't consult the rest of the NC2As. And the NC2A, once again, shows bad posture and form, giving them all those victories back. We're talking about 112 victories that occurred during the time that these kids was getting, raped and molested on the campus. I thought it was a mistake when they set up and allowed them to be back on TV without a probationary period. Let me give you an example. Southern Methodist University, I can't remember what it was, and Stan's is from Texas, so he could probably elaborate it on it better. They had their program shut down strictly. They had no TV time, nothing. But for whatever reason, Penn State is above the law and above and beyond that. 112 victories that were censored because of the molestation and stuff that went on since then. And because there was a guilty plea and a conviction to give those folks back those 112 victories and basically supersede any moral reasoning, especially when children are involved, to me it was just repugnant. I thought it was horrible that they could sit up there and give those folks that stuff back. Now, you sat up here and basically sent Paterno to his grave saying that he was in the wrong. Although he had reported what happened, the school ignored it. So now the NC2A has taken it upon themselves, without a board of governors or anything else, to go back in and give these folks their full victories and everything else back without much explanation. I just think, you know, with this happening to children the way it was, it's what something happened to happen to grown folks. This was something that happened to children to give to these folks all those victories back and to basically kind of replace them back in a place of honor when you had a conviction from someone who was on staff and they knew about it. I don't know. That's reprehensible. That's horrible form. That's just me.
No doubt, man. Shit, go ahead, Trillville.
Well, you know, I'm a little twisted on this one. Well, first of all, we all know the NCAA is shady no matter what they do. So, and I believe when they announced this, it was like a late Sunday night kind of deal when no one was really paying attention to try to slide it in there. But you know what? Whether they give them wins back or not, it really doesn't really matter. I mean, I feel bad for all the kids and everything like that. But that, I mean, that program's tarnished. When you think of Joe Paterno, you don't think of his greatness anymore. He has the asterisk next to his name. He was there with that big scandal. No matter what they say, what they do, he is ultimately responsible for what happens on his football team. He had to know what was going on, and he didn't act accordingly. And you know what? That will be his lasting legacy, whether they put the wins back or not. Again, but we all know the NCAA is shadier than the $3 bill, so I'll just pass it along.
Ooh, good point. No doubt, man. Go ahead, Steve.
Man, when I saw it yesterday, I was like, maybe they should give him wins back. But then I was thinking about it, I'm like, no, because there's no way he didn't know. It's like having a friend in that you know he's into something crooked, but you don't know exactly what's going on. Like, you have an idea, but you don't know exactly. Like, he had to know, man. Like, this was going on too long, and just to say you reported it, like, he should have been as serious about it or as ambitious about it as if it was one of his own kids, and he didn't. Like, he put the program before the kids. So, I don't know if y'all saw this, but they're talking about maybe the statue as well. It's not on the table yet, but maybe the statue will go back up as well. I don't think he should get them. I think they should leave it where it is, but like Bill said, the legacy is tarnished. And the truth of the matter is, Penn State hasn't been consistently good probably since the mid-80s. Like, they've shown up in the top 10, top 15 a few times over time, competed for some top bowls over the last 20 years, but they are not a perennial top 10 power, and I don't think they'll ever get back to that. And this definitely doesn't help. As far as the death penalty, the NCAA will never do that to another program, man. Like, SMU was a top 10 program, and they killed it. Like, they actually shut the program down for a year or two.
2 years.
2 years. And they will not do that to another program. So that's why when you hear about Alabama getting sanctioned, USC, even Penn State, it's like a slap on the wrist. They won't do it like they did SMU because they killed that program. Like, it was a great program in the Southwest Conference at the time. So I think everybody should have to pay some kind of dues or whatever, but they'll never do that again. Like, it's messed up.
There's too much money out there now to do it.
Right.
Too much money. So,
right.
Yeah, they definitely won't do that again. But, yeah, I don't think he should have the win for that.
All right, go ahead, Malcolm.
Man, I just feel you know what I'm saying, he's still going to be the greatest coach. Not Paterno, I'm talking about Eddie Robinson. You know what I'm saying, Grambling coach. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now they put the wins back up and put them ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? But only thing about Eddie is Eddie was loyal. You know what I'm saying? Eddie was loyal to that Grambling program. turned the players into coaches his damn self. You know what I'm saying? As Doug Williams. You feel me? Everybody knows Doug. One of my favorite quarterbacks. No disrespect to my nigga Tom, but I'm a black man, so one of my favorite quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era.
All right,
all right.
Yo, man, go ahead, Trey.
Hey, hold up, man. I wasn't done yet. Old Samuel Jackson, old deep blue sea looking ass dude.
Well, you up here, falling. Go ahead, then. Droopy sound.
I had to take my earpiece out of my ear because I hear myself echo. But look at
here. All right, go ahead, Droopy.
That's how we feel all the
you
time.
You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck you too, Trill Bill. Off a motherfucking above the rim looking ass boy. Look at here.
Go ahead.
Hey, say, but for real though, man, Joe Paterno, man, yeah, you know, he a coach, but shit, hiding shit like that, little dude, grown man, fucking little boys, man, that's out of line, man. You know what I'm saying? Who does that shit, man? You know? Fucking them little boys. Oh, you got a touchdown? Oh, yes. You're going to bend over in the shower today. You're going to get a reward. Man, get the fuck out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? That shit out of there, man. That shit out of there. That shit unnecessary. Penn State feel like he deserved that shit, that's on them. Thank God it ain't the Longhorns. Hook them. You know what I'm saying? Thank God it ain't them. You know what I'm saying? That's Pennsylvania type shit, you know? That's for them Steelers fans, too. You know what I'm saying? That Mike Tomlin wrecked these people, man. Ain't wrong.
Hey,
but anyway, man.
In your own state.
You got the
fuck
Mike Tomlin
nigga.
There, huh? All right, shit. Go ahead, Trey.
I think it's just your typical bullshit. It's like, They really want to make this shit seem like it never happened. And I'm just really disturbed.
Right.
Like, I'm sitting here with my two sons right now, like, really out there doing that to these little boys and shit. It's just like, there's so many things where, you know, depending on who it is and what's happening, you know, they wanna sweep it under the rug. And then you can have some other shit
right. That's
going on with somebody else. And they're going to try to ruin your life with it. Look what they're trying to do. I mean, okay, get it. I get it. Passed out and they're fucked up, right? The Greg Anthony motherfucker. Okay, I get it.
Right,
I
right.
get it. That's really embarrassing. You was going to take a hit on that anyway because it's embarrassing. It's like something you don't want to get cracked because you was chasing down prostitutes, right? Let's just be
right,
real.
Right.
But at the same time, they really about to take this dude's life apart for that, like it's on the same scale of like the molestation type shit. Look at the shit that they put Vic through. Now, yeah, that was bad, but I mean, like, they really are about to try to forgive Penn State, the organization, and everybody involved, and for real though, act like that shit never happened. That shit is disturbing as fuck, though. They really trying to make motherfuckers forget about that. Now, I know you got to forget about stuff to move on, but still, though, there's some things where, you know, you just got to keep. You got to just keep some things in place. And it's like that's they need to try to turn that school just – it needs to be wiped off the map. They shouldn't be playing football right now.
Right.
This is really Anthony shit,
if you're going to shit on him, but Marv Alpert is still on here, he was scratching the claw up a bitch with
hey,
panties on.
Hey, Bill look like Troy
Aikman. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, let's – you leave Greg Anthony alone. Okay, man out here buying ass on discount, and you bitching about a grown-ass man buying some ass, right? But just you running around here on some homo shit. I mean,
thank
you.
You thank
know, you.
That's
what
I'm saying. The two things do not compare comparison, but they want to make them seem like they're the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But see, you know what, man? My whole thing was, it's just...
Man, look
at the
show, though.
It's just as simple, man. Everything started with the why take the wins away in the first place. It must, you know what I'm saying? It must have been a reason. You know what I'm saying? So the same reason take the wins away, then you're going to get the opposite reason. You're going to get the motherfucking wins back. I just think that's a bunch of bullshit, man. Like the homie was just saying, I mean, like Bill was just saying, no matter what, you know, anytime, you know what I'm saying, he's going to have that asterisk like, by his name, no doubt, man. But Penn State still, man, you know, the hell, that's still going to hang over that college head, man. You know what I'm saying? No matter what they try to do,
hey,
they can give them up statue, whatever. But it's still it's messed up. It's sad. It's wrong, man. Like Trey said, they should have shut that shit down ASAP. Hell,
yeah, all the way.
All the way.
But
they
one more thing, though. Man, if they gonna give Joe Paterno back that shit. It's sad for me to say this because I feel like Vince Young should have won that Heisman anyway. But,
Reggie Bush.
You know what I'm saying?
Why
not get Reggie Bush back as Heisman? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're gonna do
look at my dude.
Right. That's real shit,
look at you. Look at you.
That's real shit. That's good shit right there.
But, hey, don't
that's
get it twisted,
shit,
though. I felt Vince Young should have won that Heisman, though. But they might as well get Reggie Bush back to Heisman. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that 100%.
Well, hey, one more time. Hold on, let's check this out. Check this out, because what Reggie Bush did as far as finances, money, low, you know, shit like that a lot of these kids go through don't even compare at all to the Penn State scandal. You know what I'm saying?
No,
but
man,
they try to.
Right.
Definitely not.
You're back in stands. Yeah, man, I mean, it's no comparison, man. What they're saying is, okay, well, yeah, we know that happened. You know, we know all them kids got molested, but it's okay. I mean, that's what they're saying. I mean, it's okay.
Enough time has passed. I think everybody forgot. So let's just go ahead and ease this back in. Like,
why even touch it?
Like, You bring this back up. You should have just left it alone.
Wow.
And then to even say, well, we haven't decided yet, and it's not on the table yet, but the statue may go up. The statue, but we haven't made a decision. It's not even on the table. So that just tells me that eventually, if somebody pays enough money, a booster or whoever, you will put the statue back up.
Wow.
Yep.
What bothered me was straight out the box. They didn't even allow a season to go by, and they had these motherfuckers back on TV. And I'm like, wait a minute. When SMU went through what they went through, and it wasn't even close to this, you shut them down, and you didn't hear from them for about 10, 15, 20 years. But this guy has molestation. You had a guilty plea. You had a guilt conviction. It was all over the news, and you back on TV the next year and crying about, they couldn't make money off the T-shirts, they couldn't do with that. What does one thing have to do with the other? Cut it out. You got a molestation thing. You basically sent a legendary coach to his grave because you shit on him, and he came to you. He and Paterno actually came to them, and they washboarded it off, man, and allowed it to go in and continue to happen, probably because a couple of officials was in the party with that other fool that they put in jail doing the same damn thing.
But Nails. But see, my thing is Nails. But my thing is this, man. You know, by him knowing, he should have took – he should have took initiative and, you know, just to make Sandusky step down. He should have done that.
No, he should have just fired him.
You know,
he should have fired him or reported him to the police.
He should have fired him ASAP.
One of the two.
Why keep him around?
One of the two.
Why keep his ass around?
One of the two.
It's that big boss, baby.
Yeah, man, that shit is crazy. You know,
never mind me.
Like
I'm
hell.
Just amped up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hell, like, for example, hell, if you're around somebody, you know what I'm saying, you know, one of your friends, whatever, you know what I mean, and, you know, you ain't know, you know what I'm saying, you know, you ain't know that, you know, they were doing that shit to that, like what Sandusky was doing to them kids, whatever, man, listen, man, you gonna take that shit in your own hand. First of all, you're going to stop messing with his ass, at least I hope you would. Just stop fucking with the dude, like, okay, I got to separate myself from this dude, you know what I'm saying? And then, I mean, and if you have boys, whatever, or nephews, whatever, you should know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Little youngers, man, you should know that, hell, these little boys are getting raped. They was getting raped. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you gotta take the law in your own hands some kind of way, man. I'm not saying I'm the killer, but I say, hell. And you know what? Turn it ass and say something, man. Stop fucking do something.
Especially
that's
when Paterno is probably the strongest person, has the strongest presence in the whole state of Pennsylvania,
right, Bill. Right. He had power. Yeah, he had the power to do that shit, man. He could have turned everything around, man. He could have, like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and fire this dude. You know what I'm saying? You know, and he might have been looked at a little different, you know what I'm saying, if he would have done that. But at the same time, this shit been going, from my understanding, it been going on since the late 70s.
It's kind of hard to forget the numbers 911, Larry. Kind of hard to forget 911. Call the police.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Hell yeah, you got to do something, man. He could have done something, man. Like Bill said, he had the power, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, to make something happen. You know what I mean? But we're gonna touch on that a little bit more, man. But, you know, time is ticking, man. Let's go ahead and get to these NFL games, man. And first of all, hey, Stans, I know I've been talking shit about the Cowboy fans when y'all lost Sunday, man. But I'll say this, man. They got to get rid of that rule. They got to get rid of that rule.
I said that whenever it happened with Calvin Johnson.
Yeah,
the rule is the rule, but it's a dumb rule. Like, it don't make no sense, and I ain't saying it just because I was on the bad side of it. The way they explained it the other day is, it don't matter if you took three steps or four steps. If you don't complete, like, if you go to the ground and you lose the ball, how can that make sense? That don't make sense.
Ed said, if you're running into the end zone, all you have to do is have the tip of the ball cross, and you can fumble, and it don't even matter.
Exactly. Or you can hit the
rule's
pylon.
Inconsistent.
You can hit the pylon, period. Doesn't matter if it's on the inside or on the top.
You can hit the outside of the pylon, never break the plane, and still be a touchdown.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so,
man.
I don't even think the ball, hey, tell you how it's true, I don't think the ball even hit the ground.
Hey,
that's just me.
But then how do you have that and the Randall Cobb play? Like, they showed both sides of that one. That ball hit the ground before he even touched it.
I don't know about that one.
No, it hit the ground. You're talking about
you're talking about that third down play where the ball got deflected?
No, that's that fourth down play you talk about.
No,
with
no, Malcolm.
I'm talking about the one with Randall Cobb.
It was a third down play, like 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
The third down play. The ball got deflected at the line of scrimmage, but he still caught the ball. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, that play. Okay.
We gotta get this damn defense fixed.
Man, y'all just gay. They fucked y'all just like how y'all fucked Detroit. That's the same. That's the same like that.
Here's the difference there, Bill Nunn. That play didn't decide the game. Detroit would have got a first down. Do we know if they would have scored? No. They got the ball back.
But with that first down, it comes momentum too.
The first down, they have the ball at the 29 of the Cowboys. That's field goal range. At the worst case scenario, they take two more minutes off the clock and maybe they kick a field goal. Then you got to go down the field and try and score a touchdown.
With Golden Tate and Calvin Johnson, you don't know what the people might do.
What they should have done is at least explain the shit, because I'll be honest, it didn't make sense. Like, why did you throw the flag and then pick it up and just go to the next play like nothing ever happened? Like, at least tell us what happened. Hell, I was confused. They should pick the flag up. You could have explained it, saying they were hand fighting the whole way. There was a hand to the face. There was a tug on the jersey. They offset. You could have said anything, but they didn't say shit.
It's just bad officiating.
It only happened on Cowboy games in the playoffs. Bad officiating.
You better not start that shit. Because Lee Evans definitely got fucked down. That was the catch with Lee Evans. You sit your ass down talking that bullshit.
You won one on bad officiating, and you lost one on bad officiating. So what the hell you want me to say?
Well, I don't know what officiating is, goddammit, anyway.
If
you don't know what I'm saying, just put it like this. Now you're sitting here watching the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and I ain't watching the AFC Championship game. I'm about to go get me a rabbit foot.
If I was you, I wouldn't watch that shit either if you don't like the Patriots.
And pray that y'all don't make it to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Hey, Stiz, those are real shit, but Malcolm should be the last cat talking about officiating, going back to that tuck rule. He should be saying nothing, go back to that tuck rule. That's what the man really started.
I don't give a fuck about that. Nonsense is over with. Yeah, I fucked the Raiders, fucked them over, and won 3 Super Bowl rings off of it. So I don't give a damn no more. I'm worried about Indianapolis today, not once but twice.
You're right,
man.
I don't give a fuck. I'm worried about Indianapolis today.
we can all agree that the groupie love for Aaron Rodgers needs to stop, because I don't care what they say. First of all, you need to get rid of this football move bullshit. When a man catches a ball, he's got the ball cuffed and under control. He makes not one but three steps. That's a reception. It's not the Megatron versus Bears rule. It was a three-step play, and the man goes down, and the ground is not supposed to be able to cause a fumble. On any other Sunday, that catch that he made was a good catch, except in Lambeau Field. And I think that you need to either reevaluate or come up with some steps. It's just like basketball. Everybody knows until they created the Euro step, two steps was traveling. Right, but they created the Euro step, so that the trouble, as we know it, is gone. But in the NFL, when a man catches the ball, jumps out of the stadium, comes down on both feet, lands, turns around, and makes three steps and falls down, there's no way in the world that you say that that's not a completed pass. And if he falls to the ground and the ground causes the fumble, right, and it's still on the 1 yard line, and technically speaking, it didn't even roll into the end zone. It didn't fall into the end zone. It landed on the 1 yard line. How do you then say that he did not make a football move is beyond me. It needs to be reexamined or gotten rid of because they keep screwing it up.
Jay need to open up that wallet some more. He should have paid for that shit to be overturned.
Nails, speaking of that, Aaron Rodgers, who you got today? Seahawks or Packers?
I'm going with now the 3-peat over Green Bay, and you know I'm going to ride them all the way on into the Super Bowl. I'm taking them, and then I'm taking them all the way for the ship, because I don't think nobody can solve that equation of the Russ / defense in Seattle. I don't think that's something to put in the front. That's just me.
No doubt. All right, man. Go ahead.
They went by two touchdowns today.
I'm going to get out of the way right now, and I'm just going to say I got Seahawks. It kills me to say this. I got Seahawks and them dudes that wear the red, blue, and silver uniforms in the Super Bowl with the Seahawks getting back-to-back. I think the defense is healthy. Like, we beat them at home, but the defense – I give it up. They wasn't at 100%. Now they're playing a lot better. They're flying around. And that Russell Wilson equation is tough to solve. I got Seahawks and them dudes from the Northeast in the bowl with the Seahawks going back to back.
All right. So go ahead, Trey. Go, Trey. Shit, go ahead, Malcolm.
He ain't good. I'm about to say he ain't gonna answer that shit because they playing Super Bowl in his home. So look at him.
He's a little bitter, huh?
Hey, man, I got the same thing with Spence. Since he can't say it, I'm gonna say it for him. I got the almighty New England Patriots and Seattle in the Super Bowl with Tom Brady winning his fourth motherfucking ring. You know what I'm saying? Huh. His fourth ring.
All right, well, man, hell, I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts, and I'm going with the Seattle Seahawks. I'm telling you, man, you know what? I think, before I talk about Andrew Luck, man, I think, let me bring those back in. That Rodgers, you know, because of the Packers, of course I can't stand the Packers, you know what I'm saying? But, what Stan said, man, you can't stop, you got Russell Wilson, Beast Mode, and that defense is playing a whole lot better, man. They're playing a whole lot better. So I think, and, you know, think about week one. When they played the Packers. You know what I'm saying? Now, the thing is, I know it's regular season. Aaron Rodgers didn't look Richard Sherman way for one time. One time. So I'm wondering, will that right there play have some kind of effect on this game right here? You know, I wonder would he take, you know, some chances on that side because, shit, Adams was balling last week. Adams was one of the big – Adams made the big plays. Devontae Adams, he was one of the big plays for the Packers, you know, down the stretch. You know what I'm saying? But I still think, man, that defense – the Packers, you know, people say the Packers defense is underrated, man. But, you know what, I think the Cowboys kind of went wrong last week because they stopped pounding the ball with Murray. Now, I know he fumbled that one play, but hell, you know, he made it back up, man, but they should continue to run that rock, man. You know what I'm saying? That defense can stop Murray. And, you know what I'm saying? So I look for Beast Mode to have a pretty solid game. You know what I'm saying? I look for that defense to shut Aaron Rodgers down, man. You know, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Let me bring this fool back in. Hey, yo, Trey, who you got?
Oh, shit. If it ain't about the money. But, yeah, I'm going with the Packers. I'm riding with that 8.5 points all day, and that 20 to 1 juicy ass bet that William Hill put out there. If the Colts and Packers go, I just want to lay the top 50 on there and pop that into 1,000. If it don't work, cool with me. But you know, it really don't take too much analysis and shit like that. Like I said, I'm just really just like looking at it from a betting perspective. The 8 points is juicy. A lot of people are forgetting. So like I saw you just jump into the first game of the season this year, and the Seahawks beat them up pretty good. And yeah, Aaron Rodgers for whatever reason didn't target Sherman's side. I don't know what was up with that, but I do know that the game before that, on the bullshit Seattle catch, that Seattle only scored 7 points that game. Really, if they don't do that bullshit catch, the Packers held this same exact team, that game would have been 12-7 Packers. So we know that the Packers can play with them guys. A lot of people need to think about that. You're only gonna hear this kind of shit from me. So I hope y'all listen.
For sure.
This got the potential to be a close game and go anyway. Rodgers, he just, you know what I'm saying, it'd be nice if he could run. It was crazy watching him play the Cowboys and not run one time and go through a whole game and throw off once. But it'd really be nice if he could take off with his legs, but he probably won't be able to do that with a torn calf. But either way it goes, just from a passing perspective, everybody's so focused on he wouldn't throw to Sherman's side. I bet you he throw to Sherman's side. Say you're going to throw the ball at Jordy Nelson about 12 or 13 times. Watch.
All right. So who you got? You got the Packers?
I got the Packers going down there and beating them, dude.
All right. Yo, hold on 1 second. We got another caller. 405, what's cracking?
Yo, what up? It's Metaphone, nigga.
Man, what's cracking? Yo, Cam, what's good with the play, boy?
Yeah. What up, my nigga? Shit. Man,
yeah,
I'm sure, looking
man,
at it. Hey, so what y'all talking about, y'all? Y'all picking picks with who going to win today and shit?
Yeah. So who you got out of that Seahawks and Packers game, man?
Oh, damn, man. That's just going to be tough, man. Niggas, hey, for one, niggas act like the whole fucking playoff picture, like it's just been, like, one-sided, man. It really ain't no telling who's going to, you know, who's going to win
go.
What.
Fuck.
Okay, that was rude to the motherfucker. But I'm gonna run with damn, I'm gonna have to go with the Seahawks, man. They've been there already. You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. So what's your final score, dog?
Man, it's gonna be in the late 20s for sure. It'll be like, you know, yeah, definitely. It'll be like, you know, 20. I'm going to say like 28, 21. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Yeah, man, like I said, man, hell, that's gonna be a good game, man. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be a real good game. But I think they're going to get at the Rodgers, man. You know what I'm saying? They're going to apply that pressure. They're going to get to that board. So, right? I think it's going to be a hell of a game.
Yeah, they
man,
will.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they
hell,
will.
Yeah.
Yeah, because see, last week when they played Dallas really wasn't blitzing his ass. You know what I'm saying? And
I
think if they put together a nice little package, they'll shake him up, man. It ain't like he's all the way back 110%. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, it'll all work out. We'll see, though. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. For sure. But check it out, man. Listen, let's go ahead and get into these Patriots. You know, the Patriots and the Colts game. But you know what? We're going to touch on that game after this quick break, man. We're going to come on back. We're going to touch on this shit. It's about to go all the way down. One more time, big ups to everybody that's out there rocking with us from all over the world, man. I got the homie Max and Beast up in the building, the homie Nails Dog up in the building. I got the homie Trey up in the building. I got that fool Ken up in the building. Big ups to that fool Bill, Raw High Pro. I got the homie Stans up in the building, man. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come on back. It is almost game time. It's the Hip Hop Sports Show.
Supper, turn it up. World for me.
Uh-huh. Sad, pitiful, this is what it's come to.
Word.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck. Real niggas gonna surface.
True.
Fuck niggas gonna drown.
Word.
Sound session.
The hunger pains that make niggas hateful. That's why you can't break bread with the ungrateful.
Yeah.
He can't look in your eye and he can't face you. Wait for him to try and he can't wait.
Can't wait.
I'd rather die out here, jail ain't the place to. I had a 9-to-5,
I sold base too.
I beat the shit out of niggas,
I beat the tape too.
And when I ate, I
underestimate you.
But still, fuck how he gon' feel.
Fuck, you know the deal.
Last supper is three-course meal.
Last supper.
All I see is cheese.
Sitting at the table.
Guns, wheat, and cheese.
Sitting at the table.
Money from the street.
Money from the label. Money.
Riding out the pot.
Like the nigga fail.
Riding out the big.
Like the nigga gutter.
You ain't riding.
Fuck you, nigga. I ain't stutter. Fuck you.
He ain't stutter. But the gunner stutter.
Rat-a-tat-tat-tat.
Motherfucker. Little niggas respect L. Slept with pretty bitches that got down like Brazil.
Blanco. Lex Coop stash in the console.
Last supper, I let 100 bricks on the arm go.
Spaghetti dinners and ready niggas, Jesus is able. Look in the manger, nothing but thoroughbreds in my stable. Prophetic conversations, don't let the devil touch you. Nothing but Jesus around the table for the last supper. Walking on water with baking soda to get my cake up. Breaking bread with 40 thieves, hoping God save us. Looking, all I see is G sitting at the table. Looking, all I see is G sitting at the table.
Kiss, tell Sheik I gotta hustle like Russell. Burn this right in your face.
Never needed the muscle.
16 in the Glock, extend those for the tussle.
16 at the top, don't let a motherfucker cuff you.
LA, you get shot down.
New York, we gon' cut you.
When the last time you been to church?
Nigga, we don't trust you.
Like the best front line.
Nigga, we'll rush you.
Laughing over your body, we the ones you look up to. Father figures,
we raise guns.
Pull all the triggers.
Babysitting them birds.
We stunning all you niggas. When it's time to ride, we in that Cutlass smothered up.
We ain't real gangsters.
VH1 was just a cover up. World star knockout king.
Tell them to knuckle up.
We ride for California, niggas, so buckle up.
We got a team full of killers when we huddle up.
Dead bodies everywhere.
Corners bring the shuttle bus.
Niggas gotta fuck with us.
Corners if not, we fuck down. You up.
Bitches can get it too. Bus driver with the uppercut.
Kiss barrels.
Pucker up.
Ain't nobody scorching us.
Drama with the four of us.
I'll make you niggas Oregon duck.
Bad boys.
Always comfortable with enough to puck.
Like the 95 rap niggas.
Still roll a Dutch.
We got grenades in our bags. Glock just and tough.
That beef automatic stop.
Gon' press your luck.
Spaghetti dinners and ready niggas, Jesus is able. Look in the manger, nothing but thoroughbreds in my stable. Prophetic conversations, don't let the devil touch you. Nothing but Jesus around the table for the last supper. Walking on water with baking soda to get my cake up. Breaking bread with 40 thieves, hoping God save us. Looking, all I see is G sitting at the table. Looking, all I see is G sitting at the table. Robin, it's the Kid Game, and I'm in the building. Posted up, chillin'. Sunday night sound session with Jay Moore and DJ Hyphen. Mix it up, keep it locked. Q 93 FM.
Yeah. You already know. We back in the building. You rocking with your boy Howl Larry. This is the Hip Hop Sports Show. Real hip hop, real sports talk. And once again, big ups to everybody that's out there rocking with us from all over the world. And you know I got to let the world know who they rocking with, man. I got the homie Max Peace up in the building, the homie Nels up in the building, the homie Trey up in the building, got the homie Ken up in the building, the homie Stans up in the building.
Yes,
and big ups to that fool Raw High Pro, that fool Bill, and all the other cats that are rocking with the Hip Hop Sports Show. In the meantime, let's go ahead and touch on this, man, this coat. And it's goddamn
real quick, what was that from, man?
What up?
I swear I ain't never heard that.
Yeah, I swear I ain't never heard that.
You talking about that Jada Kiss shit?
Yeah, the Last Supper.
Is it from a mixtape?
It's the game Jada Kiss style T and Last Supper.
Is that new?
That's a track. No, hell, man, that shit's like a year old.
Yeah, I was going to.
Yeah, it's like a year
old. I ain't never heard it, man. So, hey,
I've been listening. It's like a year old, man.
Hey, that's that good shit that they don't play on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey,
I love
the soul beat, man.
You
use a good soul sample, boy. You got me.
Yeah, buddy. Hell yeah. Hey, you be spinning over. That's a hot shit right there, man. But, yeah, that was Game Jada Kiss, the Styles T, man. Track called Last
Hey, let me touch on something real quick before we go on to the football shit, man. That's what I love about y'all niggas, man. Y'all, everybody in the group got great taste in music. You know what I'm saying?
No
and
doubt.
That shit is, like, rare. You know what I mean?
No doubt. For sure, man. You already know, man. That's real sick, Ken. Shit. I'm telling you, man, we didn't have our battles about, you know, certain tracks, man. You know, certain cats, you know, like when it comes to, this whole the Jay-Z. We had our battles with the old Jay-Z, Nas, and Jada Kiss, man. We didn't got in heavy on that shit, man. But that's real spit, though. Everybody got their own little you know, a little thing when it comes to music, man. You know what I mean? Straight up. But shit, Camp, but look, right. Real shit, man. You watched that game last week. When it comes, when you seen what Peyton Manning did last week. I mean, he really ain't doing too much, though. He really ain't doing too much. I mean, hell, you think? Hey, you think it's time for that cat to hang it up, though? Or you got one more year left?
I think if he's smart, he'll go ahead and play one more year and get them endorsements and sponsors up. You dig? Because it ain't like when you retire now, they got a pension for NFL players. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. All right, all right.
He'll do the Brett Favre. He'll do the Brett Favre move. And you know what, man? I think maybe he was hurt because he wasn't playing like the Peyton Manning that we all know. But I hate how, like they had a good point on the All Out show when they brought in, you know, some of the NFL Network people onto the team. They were saying that people – give Peyton Manning all these props through the whole season, and then they shit on him in the postseason. You know what I'm saying? That people need to remember that's still a good quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Because if he was to leave Denver right now, everybody would have him up for grabs, bottom line. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he's still got it in him. He's definitely still got it in him. It's just this year there was so much talent. There was too much talent on the whole. Like y'all guys got to remember, man, there was a lot of teams – that went like 12-4, 11-5. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was a good ass year for football. Bottom line,
no doubt.
You know?
No doubt. That's real. That's real shit right there, man. You know, and you ain't lying about Peyton Manning left right now. You know what I'm saying? How cats would be swarming, trying to pick his ass up. You ain't lying about that. I still think got a year left,
it's
man.
Like niggas is treating him like he Doug Flutie and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, this is Peyton fucking Manning, yo, you know?
Right. No doubt. That's real spit, man. Shit, go ahead, Stan.
Hey.
Go ahead, Stan.
Man, bro, I look at it like this. Like, he didn't have a terrible game, but he just didn't do shit. And I use my team as an example. I've been waiting on a quarterback forever. We got Romo, but I think about it. I got spoiled, man. As a kid, we had Roger Staubach,
right?
We had Danny White,
and Troy Aikman.
He would jump right in.
Exactly.
Yeah, then he got Troy Aikman. Like having a great or a good quarterback.
Did Vinny test him, bro?
that nigga trolling.
Don't forget Bernie Kosar. People might not remember this one, but I actually went to a game in Texas Stadium and saw this ball play. We had Ryan Leaf at one point. That's how bad it's been for us, man.
If fucking Quincy Carter could have kept his shit right,
he
could have been a prospect. You know what I'm saying?
He literally couldn't keep his nose clean. That old powder sniffing motherfucker.
That nigga come from Michael Irvin school.
Yeah, you know, Michael Irvin wearing a fur trench in the summertime. Who else does that shit?
Yeah. Here's the thing about Peyton, man, and I ain't gonna lie, like that's my favorite quarterback, man. He looked bad, man, but it's hard to get there. It's hard to consistency. Gets overlooked when you start just looking at wins and losses. But to come in the league and do what he has done for, what, 16 years now, 15, 16 years?
Right.
It's hard to get a quarterback to play three good years in a row. And you want to find that out, look at RG3 and look at some of these other cats that's been having problems. A quarterback is hard to come by. And as much as I hate Tom Brady, man, I don't hate him, I hate the Patriots. It's been consistent along that same amount of time, man. You can throw in Spygate and all this crazy shit they've been doing, but to be there every year and to give your team a chance to win is hard to come by. Like,
right.
So I think he should give it one more run. You don't want to go out like that, losing to the Cats that took over your team after they got rid of you.
Oh,
they got a lot of talent.
You damn right.
Hey, Stan, get him. Get him, Stan. Get him, Stan. Get him. And you put it out there. Hey, Stan, that's that shit that the media won't say. Won't do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go out like that.
They won't say that.
The NFL, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I'm reaching, but the NFL is smart. I think we got about 8 or 9 years in a row of Brady and Manning and look at the schedule for next year.
What I'm saying is that point that you made is huge.
Right.
That point you made is huge. Mm-hmm. And you ain't heard them say, you know, we can understand about going out losing and y'all didn't play well and you were hurt. They won't mention the fact that, nigga, you lost Andrew Luck. That right there. That
right.
Yeah.
That's real fair right there. Shit. Go ahead, Trey. What you think, dog? About Peyton Manning?
I don't think he needs to chase any more championships. His legacy is what it is. A lot of people's opinion, he might be the greatest quarterback to play the game. Just quarterbacking. To get all the accolades and all that stuff. Just when it comes to playing the quarterback position. Just to the eye, I mean, like he wasn't that good this year. He was very good. He wasn't amazing like last year. Just like some of the work that we've seen this dude do at the line when you were just watching him. He's like, look at this motherfucker. Like, you couldn't even do nothing with him because of, you know, just the way that he did stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come, go to the huddle, call a bogus play. We all know he just call any old fucking random play and then go create a play out of it, and they can't stop it. I mean, you know, just the way that he orchestrated the offense is probably the best that I've ever seen with my eyes. Like I said, there's a lot of stuff that goes with it, accolades, all that other bullshit. Yeah, we get it. But I don't want to see him chase no championships. But at the same time, you don't want to go out with that, your last game being like that. But what if your real last game is even worse than that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So go ahead and sit it down. It is what it is.
Right.
Nigga go out like Muhammad Ali and shit.
Right,
yeah,
right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? You didn't get it. Just go ahead and let it go, man. Dude. He got to be top three all time. I ain't gonna put no number on. He got to be top three all time to play the game. Period, hands down.
That's real shit, Trey. So go ahead, Michael.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted. I don't like Peyton Manning, but I respect his game. It's just like Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying? It's just like Kobe Bryant. I don't like Kobe Bryant, but I respect his game.
Right.
But understand this. For y'all to sit there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, being consistent is cool. You feel me? But look deep into the shit. The man is below 500 in the playoffs. Now, that regular season shit might rock with anybody else. But what we play regular season for, to get to the playoffs, and we play the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And being like that, come on, my nigga, let's be real. The man is 12-5 against Tom Brady alone. You know what I'm saying? 12-5. You know what I'm saying? Against the Patriots, put it like that. But put it like this, man. For a motherfucker to sit and put him above Tom Brady, I think that's wrong, and I think that's dead fucking wrong. At least Tom Brady could go to the playoffs and beat the motherfucker.
Who did that?
You know what I'm saying? This Tom Brady ninth AFC championship game he's finna play today. Ninth.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His ninth.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, and he ain't never really had no weapons, so we got to have a separate conversation to find out
Bob Sanders came back for that playoff. Did the Colts win the Super Bowl?
So So they had that one top 10 defense and they won it. That's
right.
Ty Law, already in the Hall of Fame, right?
Hold on, Stan, check this out. They're trying to take credit from Russell Wilson right now and give it all to the defense and the Marshawn Lynch. I'm not going to let you do that shit, dude, and try to say that the success of the Patriots was based on their defense. Fuck out of here with that, man. Don't do that, dude.
You can't have it both ways, dude.
You just try to do the same fucking thing and say that his success is predicated off the Patriots defense. So you're saying Eli Manning won both of them Super Bowls by himself?
No, he had a great defense. He had like a top five defense. And America played both times.
Hey, Stan, you fucking up with that, dude. You fucking up with that, dude. If I tell you who David Gibbons is, anybody can tell you who David Patton is. Hey, Stan, you try to use the same bullshit they're using against Russell Wilson right now against Brady.
No, I'm not using nothing.
You did.
What I'm trying to do is telling that box. You're trying to say he never had weapons, and what you're going to do is bring up, oh, he had injuries, and he had Harrison, and he had Reggie Wayne. Okay, so did Brady have weapons?
Hold on. Let me speak on something real quick.
What Cats is forgetting is Peyton Manning, what he does for an organization is when he arrives at that team, not only does he make the offense better, but he makes the whole team better as a whole. And y'all are taking away from that.
Bingo. That's it right there. Bingo. Hey, hold on, Marco. Hey, Nels, I got you, Nels. Hey, but Marco, hold on. Let's not forget that this is the same time that had a neck surgery. Hey, Marco, let's not forget.
Tom Brady came back from a fucking fucked up ankle injury.
Are you talking about when they started Matt Castle?
Right. And Matt Castle went 11 at 5.
Hold on, Marco. I want you to hear this. I got you next, Nels. Think about it, man. I mean, damn, pay talking about an ankle injury compared to a goddamn neck surgery. Neck. You know what's crazy is... You listen to this. He missed the whole season. Hey, listen to this, Malcolm. Just like Kim was just saying. Listen, man. He makes teams better. Listen to this. When he played for the Colts, he was making players like Pierre Garçon, a no-name receiver, better. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, Malcolm. He missed the whole season. Tom Brady does the same thing. Hold on, Malcolm. He missed the whole season. He came back, and how many touchdowns did he throw the next season?
Yeah, he did. And you know what? Never even played with that fucking team. It ain't got no awards for that. It's trophies, man.
Hey, listen to this, Malcolm. Systems is everything. What would Tom Brady do on another damn team without that system?
Hey, Peter, you say Manny made people better.
You put Peyton Manning in a different system, and what'd he do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, listen. He's going to show you with the whole season, come back and still play top-level football.
Your quarterback can make another quarterback better than you tell me something.
Man, Malcolm, you and Trey on that bullshit. Like Stan said, he has some good ass receivers. When y'all motherfuckers went 18-0, like Stan said, who is your receiver?
Randy Moss.
I mean, come on. So, Wes Walker, you also seen the emergence of Wes Walker, too.
Yep.
Listen to this, man. Listen to this. Check it out, man.
And they had Ted, Jimmy, whatever. Yeah, they had him. They had
They had a Rodney Harrison. They had a fucking defense.
Hey, but say, but beat this out, how your last this was gonna fuck
hey,
up.
You know,
now we got a quarterback looking like Russ Walker.
Say it again. Say it again.
We got a quarterback looking like Russ Walker.
Man, Malcolm, it's the system. It's more the system than with Tom. It's more of a, having a better system. Tom Brady's in a great system. That's what it is.
Hey, he made. Hey, Tom had two years. You wouldn't know who the fuck Rob Gronkowski was if it weren't for Brady.
No.
That's true.
Shit.
Nobody
you wouldn't know who Rob Gronkowski was if it wasn't for that goddamn system. You wouldn't even know who Tom Brady was if it wasn't for that fucking tub rule. You wouldn't make it the hell out of that bullshit.
hey, you can
hey, go
say
ahead,
what you
Nails,
want to
go
say.
Go ahead, Nails. Hold on, hold on.
Hey, you can say what you want to say.
About 30 minutes later and was like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm telling you, man, I think Andrew Luck has matured, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, that game was confident last week. And I think he's going to build off this, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what?
Yep.
That defense didn't play pretty bad either. That defense was pretty good last week. You know what I mean?
How you doing against the offensive line, man?
We didn't see the same Denver team that we saw last year. And if you notice, particular injury that Peyton Manning had and the fact that they couldn't figure out even if they had a running back, really, I think that just about any good contender could have beat last week's team the same way the San Diego kind of exposed him when he had that injury, too. So I don't think he faced the same. You got an X factor in New England with that one kid Gray that seems to score at will on those guys. I think Belichick is going to expose
that
again.
He had one good game. Bill Belichick, you never know which way he's going to go. He got weapons. But the cat had one good game, man. Let's not overhype it. He destroyed Indianapolis and didn't even play the next game.
Costanzo, Gray has had back-to-back games like that against Indianapolis. For whatever reason, he screwed up the rest of the season, but both times he faced New England, the last two times he played them, this boy went nuts. And Bill Belichick, like I said, you know, once Bill Belichick gets your squad figured out, man, it's just kind of tough. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just saying once Belichick gets up underneath your skin, it's gonna be kind of rough for you.
Yeah. You know what, man? I think the key is always, I ain't going to change it. If you can get to Tom Brady and take him off the spot, you give yourself a chance. If you let him sit back there, your ass might as well just throw up a white flag and quit. You let him sit back there and you're done. So you got to get in his face.
You're right about that, man, but I think it's going to be a shootout, man. I really believe. I think it's going to be a shootout, man.
Let's
it'll
definitely
be like the Ravens and the Pats.
Man. I truly believe it's going to be a shootout, man. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I think that last weekend was a confident game, man. But, yo, hold on 1 second. We got another caller, man. 256, what's cracking?
What's cracking, yo?
He was good with it, man.
Oh, shit, nothing hitting this highway.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, I'm just listening, yo.
Hey, G-Bird, who you got today, man? Who you got? You know what I'm saying? It's out of the Colts, Patriots. Who you got and why?
Man, I'm going with Seattle, and I'm going with the Colts. I want to see them two youngsters go at it. That's all I'm going to say right now. I'm just going to listen right now, though.
All right, for sure. Hell, it's almost game time anyway. Like I said, Malcolm,
yep.
Man, hey, it's about to be a wrap for y'all. It's about to be a wrap, you know.
Hey, before the wrap, keep this out, dog. Let me tell you something about my New England Patriots, man. Fuck with you. I got running back. You going Jonas Gray finna play today. He active to play today. With him and Blunt and Brady doing what he's doing, keep ourselves balanced, how can we lose?
I got Tim Wright.
I got Rob Gronkowski. I got Julius Edelman, Emma Gola, Brandon LaFell. How can I lose?
So you're saying you have pretty good receivers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Huh?
Exactly.
So you're saying you have pretty good receivers then, right? Because you and Trey were just talking about your receiving game, so now you're saying you have pretty good receivers then, right? Is that what you're saying? Because you just named some off like they're legit.
Hey,
right?
Hold up, this is my weed man. Hold up, this is my weed man.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, tell him. Yeah, she's just gonna tell on him.
Get
your snitching ass off the phone. Oh, snitching ass. This nigga on the phone snitching this shit. Hey, yo, hold on 1 second. We got another caller, man. Hey, yo.
My bad, man. Say,
get your
telling
ass
man.
On the phone. Yo, telling ass.
Say, man.
Hey, yo, hold on 1 second.
Man,
we got another caller, man.
My nigga,
hold on
you supposed
second.
To take care of that shit a while
ago.
Hey,
yo, T-Wheeler, what's cracking, man?
What's the business? What's the motherfucking business, Laro?
T-Wheeler.
Seeing the brothers getting on the phone, man. I'm trying to touch base with y'all, boys.
Hey, yo, T-Will, tell your boy, who you got today, Colts or Patriots?
Well, I mean, you know, that's my boy Mac the Beast, man. He riding with the motherfucking Patriots, man. But I'm gonna be honest with you. I think the defense gonna do it today, man. I think them Colts gonna pull them balls down today, man. Pull their pants down and spank their ass today, man.
All right.
Y'all talking like we don't got no defense. Y'all talking
about
defense.
I ain't saying that, man. Now, I'm back. I didn't say that. I'm just telling you. Y'all do have a defense. But I'm just saying at this time of peaking, I'm thinking the Colts defense is a little bit better than y'all's. And I think that's going to pull y'all fans down today, man, and spank y'all ass, man.
Man, I think KO's too.
Hey, Mac, did you have to? You have to eat you one of them king cakes you've been baking.
I
want one of them motherfuckers.
Put your old buttermilk freaking ass.
Hey, I'm a baker. See, I'm a baker. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come by Rayo's. You know what it is.
I'm sitting around eating buttermilk and cornbread.
Man, I got the real grievous. If Brandon Brown could keep his penalties down, we gonna pull this shit out, man. I got McCoy,
hey,
man.
Hey, Lambo, let me ask you a question though, right quick. I gotta ask you a question about my boy, man, because I'm on the phone with him right now, and this ain't got nothing to do with football. I just want to ask my bro. Man, what the fuck is wrong with his fantasy basketball team? Them niggas is laughing to the floor. They need to laugh to the floor.
Hey, man, I done went in Malcolm's inbox. I done talked to this monkey-looking motherfucker over and over again, and he's still bush. Like,
I'm going to change my lineup. Hey, I'm on the phone. I'm gonna tell y'all. I've been devastated since I got knocked off the first fucking round in the fantasy football playoff, and I was the number 2 seed in the fantasy football playoff, number 2, and got knocked off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how. It just most Forte didn't do shit for me.
What I need you to do, dog, before we go up the line, I need you to jump in your car, go to chill with Malcolm a little later, because he's about to be on suicide watch tonight, dog. You know what I'm saying? For real. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
looking like Samuel L. Jackson.
Is that all? You might hear me just sit there and say, motherfucker, I'm going back to the Super Bowl.
Hey, listen to this, y'all. Listen to this, man. This shit been fun, man. This shit about to hang up right now. But look, make sure y'all tune in and watch some sorry ass pictures get their ass whooped, man. You already know, big up to everybody that's been rocking with
us. Hey, Larry, yes or no, real quick, Larry? Is Atlanta Hawks fools go?
Who?
Are the Atlanta Hawks fools go?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
I don't know what that was.
Remember, Horford wasn't there last year. Remember, Horford got hurt early in the year. That's the big difference.
True. You know what? They do have chemistry. They have team chemistry, man. You know what I'm saying? They have chemistry.
Hey, don't they got one of the Spurs people over there now? Coach,
he was a.
Well, there you have it. Textbook basketball all day.
Hey, we gonna see you. But once again, man, this shit about to go dead. Hey, I'm going to holler at y'all cats later, man. Make sure y'all watch some sorry ass.
All right, one love.
It's a hip-hop sports show.
Hey, peace, my niggas. I get it, y'all.